clear recalls. More on these stories to be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Leslie,
guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
It is. It's hump day, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 at 7:06 in the morning here on the 11th of January, 2017. Good morning, everybody. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And Bob's got his radar out going, what's that? What's that noise?
I had my computer sound up.
And your
Sorry.
Sound was up as you were playing little, what, cartoons in the background?
No, no. It was, I pulled up one of my websites that I do in the morning here, and obviously, I didn't have it muted.
We couldn't hear.
Well, okay. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm saying that with great love and humor.
Hey, did you know there was going to be a flood warning? There is a flood warning on today.
It's been a flood warning for like 3 days now.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. Yesterday, I'm taking care of the lady's chickens across the street. And she's on a vacay. I mean, like a hardcore vacay, like biking and zip lining and all these things in Cuba for a week. And she has me take care of her.
A vacay.
A vacay.
Wait a minute. Is this?
No, it's just vacay. So anyway, the chickens, four chickens, all hens, of course, the snow, the chicken coop, half of the hen house is in the chicken coop, and the other half has collapsed because of the pressure and the weight of the snow, which then turned into water. So it's like this big pool ready to collapse. And I've thought
about that since yesterday.
Yeah,
we went over there during the hardest part,
heaviest
of the rain.
Part. Wind.
I've thought about how to fix that, and I think it's going to be relatively easy.
Will you take another pole and stick underneath it, or?
Well, I'm going
all right.
to first
issue
of all get all the
life jackets to the chickens.
I know. Yeah, I feel bad for these
Linda's
chickens.
Linda's over there hugging chickens.
I mean, I feel bad.
They should be okay now because it's going to be dry for the next
okay,
4 days.
Well, they have a little hen house to go into, but it's not heated.
And it's not heated. But I think they're going to be okay.
They do have shelter.
They were standing in the rain yesterday. Okay, they were standing in the rain when you went over there. It wasn't like they couldn't get underneath the cover because they could.
They could get under the cover.
But
that's
they're
right.
chickens.
Okay.
Chickens swim.
Do you know these chickens come up to be petted?
Yeah.
You ever seen a chicken come up to be petted?
Yes.
Yeah, if there's food involved, you bet.
Well, no, there's no even, you know, they just come running up and they kind of squat down while she's, you know, they kind of like, you know, like,
yeah.
Squat down while she's petting them. It's really
all right.
Really
well, we do
weird.
Have a flood warning going in there. So we're just talking about how terrible it was out yesterday. Flood warning today till 2:45. Actually, it goes till Thursday. This flood warning is now until Thursday at 2:45. Today, we've got rain that's coming, and our highs will be about 50. It is currently 45. And then tonight, 36. You said wow. What are you saying wow about over there?
Well,
you're looking at statistics.
One of Brenda's coworkers had to go out to the dam because that's where federal employees get their security badges updated and things like that. And the guy at the desk said he was glad to talk to someone who wasn't out there complaining about why aren't they holding back more water. Well, boys and girls, there's 32 feet of headroom left on the dam. It came up 5 feet day before yesterday. And once they hit the top, there's nowhere else for that water to go except downstream and inundate people. But think about the amount of water it takes to raise Shasta Lake by 5 feet.
They said something like 300 billion gallons fell in the lakes, you know, in the reservoirs over the last 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
300 billion
gallons. I don't want to tear dams
down.
Yeah, right.
Jeez. That's a fair amount of water.
That's more than your swimming pool.
So they're going to be heavy releases as soon as the downstream eases off a bit, as soon as the immediate flood threat is over. Shasta Dam is going to be releasing heavy because they want a little more cushion because we got several more wet months before it dries out.
It's supposed to start raining again next week.
Yeah. So they want about 40, 50 feet of cushion. Because
you can only release so much. Yeah. And this is just new water. It's not the old water that's got all the good stuff in it.
Yeah. We want some fresh wine.
Yes, wouldn't it be nice?
This is just fresh water going out.
Want to drink rainwater?
Yeah, it's just fresh water going out. It's none of this good stuff. It's got all the
32
nutrients in it, you know, from the deep part.
That's so exciting. And why we're talking right now, of course, they're grilling Rex Tillerson.
Yeah. You buy.
That's. Do you mean the weather? Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's
Every
right.
time we read it, by the way, we need to love our sponsors and share, of course. They sponsor the weather. That's Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Locally owned, again, 365-3793. As you're right now, I'm sure the world is watching. When they're not listening to KCNR, are you doing a split screen? Are you multitasking where you've got something on in the kitchen, the radio's on in the kitchen, the internet's on, the TV's on, you're listening, you're in the chat pack. But right at this moment, Rex Tillerson is questioning, in the confirmation hearing for Secretary of State.
Being questioned.
And I tried to hear, by the time everybody gives their 2 cents worth or 5 cents or dollars worth of their moment on the world stage, I never even got to hear him speak yet.
I'm sorry. I'm having to keep that at a distance because it's just depressing. I mean, the new administration, I welcome. It's a fresh air, change like that. But the posturing by the Democrats, after a while, I want to go find a bucket. I'm sorry.
You know, okay, but, you know, I read an article this morning, in fact. It says the vicious circle. And, you know, it had Meryl Streep's name in it. But it really wasn't about Meryl Streep. It was about what goes on in our political world and what's going on in America. Because the Republicans did the same things to the Democrats, and the Democrats now are doing the same things to the Republicans, and they're both pointing fingers at each other, which is a child's you know, this is a child's argument that they did it. That's a child's argument. Where does it say that we have to act like children at that level, and or any level really? So here's Meryl Streep putting down Trump. And, of course, they didn't do it to Obama because Obama could do no wrong, even though that, you know, there's other thoughts on that. And in some places, Obama could do no right. But here we are going all over again, and we're just going in this circle because nobody seems to be, you know, because it's all just posturing. It's just posturing. And so they've got to get up and say, hey, look, this is I have to say these things because of my constituency. They asked Jeff Sessions yesterday, flat out just asked him, do you believe in Roe v. Wade, you know, on the abortion? Mm-hmm. He said it was one of the worst decisions in the history of the United States. But it is the law, and I will enforce it. And the questions just stopped right then about that because he said, I think it was a bad decision, but I'm going to enforce it. And so so they moved on to something else. Mm-hmm. And because he confronted it, he said, it's no secret what I think about it. Mm-hmm. I think it's a bad decision. So,
I was impressed with his hearings yesterday. I watched as much as I could.
And some idiots standing up screaming, you know, and just saying nasty things as they drug him out. And it was just kind of like, eh.
Anyway. Okay, now we're going to, before we go into our next little segment that we love to do, I want to tell you a really funny story. And it just makes you, if you're parked on a hill, ladies and gentlemen, right now with this weather, or when it snows again, because I'm sure it will. I think it may be in the forecast, Bob. I'm not sure. But in Wake County, North Carolina, there was an SUV that was parked on the hill. This is why I guess it's important that you put, you know, your bricks, or you put something in front of the car.
Put your wheels into the curb.
The
way they
tie it. So this SUV slid down the driveway through a garage, and guess what? Into the pool.
Now, that's an expensive problem for somebody, but it is funny.
The lid down from the driveway through the garage into the pool, and there's a video of it.
I don't care who you are.
USA Today. It's a beautiful home, by the way. It's an above-ground pool. So it literally went
above ground pool.
I know. Here's this beautiful house, and it's like, no, I can't even believe it's a doughboy.
Yeah.
Anyway. I mean, do they even make doughboys anymore? That age is
obviously.
Anyway, I slept in my own, which I loved. I slept in my own personal doughboy last night, which would be my sleep number bed. I felt like I was in WADA.
There are the dots being connected.
Yeah, I was wondering where I was wondering how she was going to do it. But she, you know what? You know, God bless her. Bless her heart. She does it. She finds a way. She goes from a car sliding through a wall into a swimming pool. And above, but it's an above ground. It's kind of like a doughboy. And that's kind of like what I felt like in my bed. You know, I want you to send this one into, this one goes
the
into
result,
sleep number.
Yeah, the end result, people are sitting there scratching their heads.
No, this one goes into sleep number. So, you know, they want one, give them this one. Because this one, who knows how long this one's going
to
last.
And by the way, I'm really excited to visit their store, which is in the shopping center, Target shopping center next to the vitamin store. Because they've got some new technology. And our bed is about... I think we're going on 4 years now that we've been in our sleep number. We love it.
Linda's going to love something about the new 360. It has an automatic foot warmer.
Oh, really?
When you climb into this thing, it warms up your toesies, and then after you fall asleep, it goes off. It turns itself down.
See, this is the new sleep number. Sleep number is not just resting.
Not only for women, men, like you said, oh boy, it's that time of year that you don't like when your back or the back of your legs, if you cuddle. And your loved one comes over there, and you've got this, like, all of a sudden, ice cubes that just stick in your back. But with our sleep number setting, mine's 40 and yours is 60.
My sleep number setting is 60. We have to say it a certain way.
Oh, okay.
My sleep number setting is 60. Your sleep number setting is 40. Let's just talk about it. It's a great bed. You know what? We've been using it for years. We've been talking about it. A lot of you have been going out and buying it and been telling us, hey, it was a great buy. Look, this is a super gift for you and your loved ones. A sleep number bed that allows you to pick the firmness you want, plus with the Sleep IQ technology that gives you ideas on how to sleep. And now with these new beds coming out that adjust as you're sleeping. And right now, you can go down to the Target Shopping Center, go over to the Sleep Number store, and you can save $600 on the Sleep Number i8 bed, and queen mattresses start at only $699.99. You're not going to get any better than that. Plus the pillows they have. All of this is at Sleep Number. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to to find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is Wednesday, the 11th of January, 2017. It's 22 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. It's 45 degrees going up to 56 today with a low of 31 tonight. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Good morning, everybody. And thank you, Merrill, for joining our chat room along with RTE. And you know what? This is true. Some of the things that Merrill is saying is I don't recall idiot Republicans screaming during hearings and interrupting by calling people pigs and tyrants. And that's true. That's true. You didn't see that when the Democrats are having their hearings for their people. You don't see crazy people in the back and jumping up and screaming, having to be carried out like that. And I'm not sure why that is, you know, or more common sense in the more conservative side of politics. And the point was that no Republicans did what Obama did that when Obama was elected. There were no riots. There were no there wasn't.
I'm waiting for the
– of course, Obama was pretty much a clear-cut winner. But that doesn't make any difference. I think people don't understand that this is a republic and that Trump was very much a clear-cut winner. He slammed Clinton on this election. If you look at what counts, the Electoral College, he slammed her on it. And people don't seem to realize that. They go back to this – well, you know, she had more votes. She had one county in L.A. County. Put her over that. Gave her those 2 million votes.
Where the hell's a statement from the president about the slaying of the officer in Florida?
About the second one killed while on the searching for it. Yeah. Two of them killed in that same department.
Not a peep.
Not one. I didn't see. Here's the other thing, too, is I didn't see Jesse Jackson or
rushing down there to
Sharpton or any of these people doing this. You know, so you know, everybody knows it. It's like they've lost
hypocrites.
They are hypocrites and they've lost their I think they've lost any type of appeal to the average person, you know, that they know who they are and what they're doing and they make money off this. I mean, it's sad. I mean, to me, it'd be like this David Duke guy, this Ku Klux Klanner, this ex-Ku Klux Klanner, you know, running around any time and saying, well, you know what, this white policeman was killed. These five white policemen were killed by this black man.
Yeah.
And then, kind of making something, you know, this, you know, saying, oh, the whites need to get together and this is unfair and the assassination attempts on these police have been aimed at white men.
well, which isn't true, though, because we have black. But, you know, you have men of color and women of color being killed also that are in the latest incident was that.
Yeah. Note to the Democrats, your candidate did not lose because the Russians got into your emails and showed off what underhanded, creepy tactic you were using. You lost fair and square because your narrative went completely off the rails and the average American said, really? No. That's what happened.
People that voted for Bernie didn't vote for her. But you know what? We need to kind of let this one go.
All right.
This is time. No, it's just time to kind of like, hey, I don't want to talk about Hillary anymore. Hillary is finished until they bring her back up on charges. But Hillary is finished. The election's over. We're having a new president. In 9 days, we have a new president. President Obama had a speech. It was a great speech, by the way. He gives great speech. It's results afterwards you warned her about, but he gives great speech. So it's time to move on. So let's move on to Linda.
Well, I'm just saying that yesterday was the farewell speech from our still sitting president till he passes the baton.
Our esteemed leader.
Right.
Our esteemed leader.
Longest goodbye refers to himself 75 times. But, you know, I would think after 8 years, you know, you've got your constituents, you've got the Democrats, and plus he does have his likability and his the popularity. He leaves with over 50% of
55% approval
liking
rating.
Him,
right.
Liking him. Okay, so
he is, and I tell you something else. Though the things he does, like the golf trips and his wife's trips and all that, but when you come down to scandal or anything like that around the family. There was none. There was none.
So you may
not like things that were said, but there was no scandals. You know, there was no allegations that there was hanky-panky going on. Or, of course, Michelle would have probably just taken a wedgie to his head if he had done that. But, you know, I mean, and no doubt that Michelle would have hurt him. but there wasn't. And you know what? There were things that had happened that, you know what? One thing or another, whether you like it or not, he moved the health care question out on the front stage and the immigration question. So now Trump's going to come in and he's going to solve this problem. They can take the good things out of Obamacare, change the other things, and maybe come up with a health care plan that works for our country. And two, this immigration, the illegal coming across this border has got to stop. So you seal the borders and then you take care of it. It's like your ship's sinking. You don't start trying to bail water and leave the hole in the hull. You try to fix the hole in the hull and bail. So we got the big hole. So now we need to fix that. And you know what? Well, he said the Mexicans are going to pay, but we're going to pay for it. No. Eventually, the Mexicans will pay for it. The Mexican government will eventually pay for it. We may pay for it now, but eventually
Mexico.
They will. Mexico will. So, but now things have to be done.
All right, five things you need to know today. This is out of USA. Pence heading to the Hill to push the Trump agenda.
Good. This guy is, I never knew anything about him because he's a governor of a state from like Indiana, but he seems to be a real capable fellow.
They're working hard on number one about rolling back regulations. Charleston church shooter will represent himself in sentencing. Dylan Roof.
Oh, well, that's too late. He did represent himself. He was sentenced to death yesterday.
Okay. What is this, an old one? I'm not sure,
but he was sentenced to death yesterday.
Okay.
And you know what? Frankly, he showed no remorse. And with what he did, murdering 9 people in this church, hoping to start a race war. He's 19 years old. He's obviously there's something wrong with this kid. There's something wrong with this little weird piece. But now South Carolina, hopefully,
all right.
We'll get it together. And you know, and within 2 months he'll be dead.
So President-elect Trump is he's holding his long-awaited news conference.
The nominees are
grilled in Senate hearings. We know that. There's an airfare sale that's going on from JetBlue.
Well, there's one from WOW, the Icelandic. I saw it today, and I was trying to open it up.
It's offering flights from California to Europe for $69.
That's it.
An astonishing price that comes with a lot of fine print. It's common practice among airlines to roll out fare sales to help fill empty seats during low-demand periods.
$69.
I know, $69.
It's got to look like a sardine can with wings.
I don't care. You know what? You know what you do? You bring in some garlic-infused food.
Yeah.
And that way people will spread away from you, and you don't change your socks for 3 days before you get on.
Mexican last night.
So it'll be like flying on a lot of European airlines if you do that. But imagine that. You know what? We may not. If all of a sudden we're gone for a week, it's because we bought two airline tickets to Europe for $69.99 a piece.
Well, so JetBlue is a $100 round trip on many of the carrier's routes across the nation. The sale ends at 11:59 p.m. Wednesday. Now, is that East Coast or West Coast? Anyway, so that is, okay. Inmate set for lethal injection would be first execution of 2017. Christopher Wilkins.
Good.
And NASCAR's Carl Edwards set to retire. Okay.
Oh, they had those photos kind of mixed up. I thought, that's Carl Edwards? No, that's the guy they want to put to death.
Right there.
Yeah. A non-person of color, a white person. So. Okay, hey, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You know, here's the best thing about Home Helpers. You're looking for the best care for your loved one or yourself. In this whole area, it's going to be Home Helpers and Sharon Clark's people. We know how she handpicks her people. You know, she makes sure there's a thorough background investigation. She makes sure they're insured and bonded. But she makes sure they're trained, and she picks out the right one for your family. Whether it's a short term, like say you have an operation, you need some help around the house until you recover, or long-term in-home health care. It's Sharon Clark, Home Helpers. Give her a call, 226-8350. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 7:31 in the morning here on the 11th of January, 2017.
Here it is, come and get it. Make your mind up.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Carl, I'm thinking about a mocha.
And let's go on down then to Tobacco and Brew.
great. I'd also like to buy some coffee beans for our dinner party next week.
Hey, while you're doing that, I'm going to go next door to their walk-in humidor, pick up a grab bag of cigars. I always get a great deal there.
Well, then, let's go on down to Tobacco and Brew. That's 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week from 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 45 degrees right now. It's going up to 50 today, and it's happened down to 36 tonight. And the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans, 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. A veteran-owned business, Doug Tooley, owns B&T Satellite Dish Network. And you call, don't call the 800 number, call 241-3474. And he's got this deal now, and for every 10 new clients he gets, he's going to provide free, that's right, free satellite dish service to an active duty military family in our community for a year. He's got deals that start at $39.99. And if you join with Doug at B&T Satellite, you're going to get $100 off your bill. Whoa, pretty good deal there, too. Give him a call, again, at 241-DISH. Or stop by his office at 1007 Dana Drive.
What do you think about all the stuff that's going on right now? There is so much negativity swirling around and whirling around Trump, Russia, McCain. Something that just came out, the spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin said today that his country does not have any compromising materials on the president-elect Donald Trump and former rival President Hillary. How can you believe that?
What else was he going to say? Oh, yeah, we got this whole thing on. We have photos of him. Yes, we have photos of him picking his nose and eating it.
Well,
yes.
And then, of course, you've got, you know, I don't know. I think when everybody comes up with the word Nazi Germany,
here we go again. You know what?
President-elect is blasting the intelligence community for letting unsubstantiated, you know what the word is, unsubstantiated allegations leak into the press about the campaign's purported ties to Russia. He began by highlighting Russian denials of allegations. He's the tweet president, so he'll go down in history as that.
I tell you what, he's not going to – well, you know, a lot of people, they say 67% of the people would like to see Trump's Twitter account disappear once he becomes president. I don't think that's going to happen. I would hope, though, that he has – let's Kellyanne Conway handle – you know, he says, Kellyanne, I want you to put a tweet out about this. Let her handle that. More that's going on. You just said something about Nazis. I frankly think that anybody that compares people to Nazis – or naive, because
certainly clueless.
You know, you can ask. You know, I know a lot of us can ask your parents, your grandparents about what Nazis were. Nazis were a totalitarian group that put people in ovens, that took children and put them in ovens. So when you call somebody a Nazi because they say something or something you don't like, I find it so naive and I'm just incredulous when people say things like that.
It dilutes the horror.
It dilutes
the
horror. Yes, of, it does. It, you know, it's like saying that slavery really wasn't that bad. Slavery, it gave lots of jobs to black people that just came to our country that really didn't speak the language or anything. So slavery was good for them. I mean, really. I mean,
it is that level of outrage.
It's that level. To me, it's that level of outrage for that, to hear things like this because of the, you know, to hear people described like that. Oh, they're Nazis. Now, I mean, it just find it
amusing that we just throw that word out. And the further away we are from that war and true Nazism, the more you're going to see that, because they have no concept. You know, well, they started first with this. You know what? No. It doesn't work like that.
Now, the closest equivalent in the modern day world is what the is what ISIS is doing to pretty much their own flesh and blood in that godforsaken hellhole part of the world.
RTE, if you you need to have eye drops, the kind that will keep your eyes moist, and you need to use your eye drops at least twice a day. Okay.
For what?
He's talking about and gets up in the morning. I'm just telling him what my my brother, the ophthalmologist, has told us all of our lives. Okay. We have the Board of Supervisors. Oh, here's something everybody's going to really like. Brown's budget omits any courthouse projects. There are no courthouse projects in Brown's budget this year. So what's that tell you, everybody? The courthouse that's down here that we were going to build.
Right.
Yeah.
And all the land that we've cleared and all that stuff, nothing's going to happen. So for another year, The other thing, the Board of Supervisors, our Board of Supervisors here, the Shastic Board of Supervisors, voted to seek a replacement for the DA. Now, Steve Carlton, of course, is retired back in October, and Stephanie Bridget has taken over that job. And,
you know,
until then, and she's been, you know, officially named as the acting DA. Well, yesterday they could have appointed her as the DA. And they chose not to. And here's the reason why. Two of the supervisors voted to make her the DA.
Right.
And that was Baugh and the new guy, Morgan. Rickert and Modi and Keogh voted not to. They said, we need to open this up to our community. Not, you know, nationwide, but just to our community. So that this is more of a transparent thing. And I kind of understand this. So it just doesn't look like good old boys just appointing somebody in there that Steve Carlton handpicked.
Yeah, I want to see somebody call Stephanie a good old boy to her face.
Well, right, they meant the good old boys Modi and Kehoe and Rickert and, you know.
I would not want to be on that good old boy's bad side.
Well, you know, Rickert's not the...
No, she's new.
She's new
to the game.
But, No. I'm all for Stephanie Bridget being DA. No, in fact, we know her, and we've seen what she's done, and we've seen how she handles things. I think it's a great choice, and I would urge that. But I understand what Modi, Keogh, and Rickert said. Hey, you know what? We want this to be transparent. We want people to see, hey, there's other people can apply for this job, because it's an important job, the DA job is. Now, there's no doubt in my mind that somebody's going to have to come in, I mean like gangbusters, to overcome Stephanie Bridget. And I don't foresee that happening with anybody in the local area. But I understand why they did it.
Yeah.
So, yes, I support that. As much as I think Stephanie Bridget will make a great DA, I understand what they're doing.
Yeah.
And if they ever ask me, I just say, my vote's for her.
I will checkmark her on the ballot.
Boy, I tell you what. You know, and then the people she has in there, what a bunch of tigers.
Oh, yeah.
The other lady that came in, it's really another DA comes in there. Both of them are smiling, very affable. And then I said, hey, do you all, what happens if you ever get anybody you don't think is guilty? Wow. The whole demeanor changed. Both of them became alpha females in the wolf pack and said, I wouldn't try a case unless I was convinced 100% they were guilty. And if they are, I'm going to get a conviction. Boom. Okay.
Okay, here's a good one.
Let me finish. Well, let me segue over
there.
I'm just saying this. I think that was, putting that off is a good decision. I really believe Stephanie Bridget should be the DA, but I understand what they're doing. I think it was a good decision. So.
Okay. Going back into Washington news, Elaine Chao, a former cabinet secretary for one president and an assistant secretary for another, will outline her priorities today for improving roads and airports as President-elect Donald Trump's nominee for Secretary of Transportation. She says our country's transportation infrastructure is the underpinning of our world-class economy. These gains are jeopardized by infrastructure in need of repair, the specter of rising highway fatalities, growing congestion, and by a failure to keep pace with the emerging technologies.
And one of the things, by the way, just for y'all's edification, is Brian Crane's going to be on the show today at 8 o'clock. He's in charge of public works. And trust me, we're going to be talking infrastructure.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be talking about why we've got roads that are just so beat up. And the last thoughts before we take a break is the Antlers Bridge was destroyed yesterday. Almost.
Took them a couple of tries. Yeah.
No, they didn't. Did they finally get it down?
They finally got the other pieces down. They did. Now they have to send divers into that water to haul out the pieces.
Well, now, see, here's the thing. Is when they dropped it the first time, one span was left. And I was sitting talking to somebody and said, well, you know what? I've blown up bridges before. You know, they weren't big bridges, but I've blown up bridges before. And the thing about anything, you've got – when you're using any type of C4 or any explosives like this, there's equations that go with it. Like there's certain angles and equations and shape charges you use like on steel.
Yeah.
Then you got concrete and how that works and all this. But the best thing you have when you're in the military that a lot of times civilians can't do is, you know, we put it in there and I go – nah, let's just put another 5 pounds in here. Yeah. Let's just make sure. We had pieces of helmets flying past us, man. I tell you what. No, but that's one thing you can do as a civilian, as in the military. Say, yeah, I tell you what, let's just put another shape charge in there. Let's just make sure.
Well, with the proximity to the new bridge, you know, they couldn't get carried away.
I know. See, that's, you know, and they said, could you have dropped that bridge? Yeah. You may not have, I may not have only just dropped that bridge. I may have busted out all the windows all around you and damaged the other bridge, but yeah, I could have gotten that bridge down.
Well, speaking of damage, you know, while a couple of landslides that popped up in the Interstate 80 over the Sierra Nevada have been cleared away, the most plowed route ever over the mountains was still closed at California Nevada, shutting northern Nevadans off from the coast and most Californians from traveling east. Now, I remember growing up in Pleasant Valley, right outside of Placerville, we get snowed in for days. And so, you know, I kind of missed that weather. And we just got something on Facebook about, she said that they've been snowed in, power's still on, but they're not able to get out. Plows haven't
been
in. They're
up in Tahoe, yeah.
Yeah, and so we were back there, and the snowplow would not come. We had a mile off the main road, and the snowplow, if it was super snowy, we wouldn't
so
get...
your dad made you walk barefooted through the snow?
No, we'd just be snowed in for 3 days, and sometimes without power, so we had a little propane...
heater?
Not even a heater. It would have been a stove. That's what we would eat off of. And my mom used to hate it because when the storms would come, those power lines would go down. We were out in the country, you know, back in the 60s. So anyway, the storm, although we love the storm, we know that it can be treacherous for some. And when we come back after this break, we're going to be talking to Reading School
of the Arts
with a lovely lady who's in charge of the productions there and tell us everything that's going on. So we love to open our show to talk about what's happening in our community.
And we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen of the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m. Film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Carl, I'm thinking about a mocha.
And let's go on down then to Tobacco and Brew.
Great. I'd also like to buy some coffee beans for our dinner party next week.
Hey, while you're doing that, I'm going to go next door to their walk-in humidor. Pick up a grab bag of cigars. I always get a great deal there.
Well, then, let's go on down to Tobacco and Brew. That's 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week from 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning, everybody. It's 11 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here and January the 11th, 2017.
I would love to be in a group like that. How much fun. Anyway, welcome back to the show here. 40 degrees out, actually. Our weather is kind of going from high to low. But our highs today, we're going to be 40. And now remember, there is a flood warning until tomorrow at 2:45. Maybe that will be lifted later. But as of now, there is, according to our forecast. Today calls for our highs of 50, lows of 36. I think I said our highs are going to be 45, but no, I'm looking at two different numbers here. No, our highs today are predicted to be 50 with our lows of 36. Tomorrow calls for a high of 53, also with a slight chance of showers. Tomorrow, lows of 35. And as we continue on to Saturday, sunny with a high near 58, and Saturday night with a low of 38. Sunday calls for a high of 60 with our lows of 36. By the way, Monday's Martin Luther King Day. That's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 61, partly cloudy with our lows of 36. So we are going to have rain for the next couple days. And remember that flood warning. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm from. It's locally owned and operated. They give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Farms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his people do this. Well, Ted does this for a living. This is his job. This is his business. He doesn't do it part-time. And all his instructors are NRA trained. He has a women's only class coming at the end of this month, Northern Firearms Instruction. For more information, give him a call at 530-999-1822 or check out his website at readingccw.com.
And in the studios with us today is one of our favorite directors with a wonderful musical coming up. Good morning, Hillary Rogerson.
Good morning. Reading. Thank you for having
Hillary
me.
Hillary is in the studio.
All right.
Hillary Rogerson.
Rogerson,
as a poem,
yes.
As Hillary.
I know. My name has been everywhere lately. And
Hillary Rogerson. Well, good morning. And you are directing.
We're much friendlier to you here.
Well, directing you. A wonderful musical that's just about ready to open, The Music Man.
Yes, The Music Man, performing at the David Marr Auditorium, which is a beautiful historic theater, another beautiful historic theater that we have here in our community that I saw my very first show in when I was 6 years old and knew I just wanted to be a part of this kind of thing. And I saw all the shows that were there and got to perform on that stage and now get to direct on that stage. So that theater has a big special place in my heart.
Did you leave and come back?
I did for a little bit, yeah.
Did you?
Not very long. I did not very long. I got married. So we came back home.
Reading School of the Arts. Tell us about your position with Reading School of the Arts. You're taking the kids over to the David Marr with this production.
Right. So we have five different classes that come together to create this live music performance. We have live music that are led by that is led by Tom Burkett, and it's an orchestra, which it means it's all percussion instruments. It's metallophones and xylophones and drums and things like that, keyboards, but it's all percussion. We have our set design class taught by Kate Lindberg, so she and I go over set design concept, and then she does it with the kids. They help finalize all the designs, and they create and paint and do all the sets, and they actually run the sets and run the fly rail and run the spotlights. Then we have our choir led by Dawn Hess, who you've heard that name, Unlimited, 30 years almost, and she's fantastic. Amberly Stephenson, who's another dance staple in our community, does our choreography, and then I teach the acting and blocking and staging and kind of oversee the entire project. We have armies of volunteers that do the costumes and makeup and concessions and t-shirts and all those, all the million things that go into putting on a show. But we've got some really exciting promotions going on with this show.
Okay.
Too. Everyone who buys a ticket to the Music Man, because it's all about the band and Harold Hill leading this band, we thought it would be a really neat thing to inspire arts and arts education in the community. The Reading School of the Arts Theater Booster Club donated is donating a year's worth of music lessons.
Whoa!
And just buying a ticket gets you an entrance to that raffle. You can buy more entrance, more tickets if you would like, but everyone that goes has that opportunity. It can be gifted. So if you got, you know, if you were the one, the lucky winner to win a year's free music lessons, you can gift it to someone else if you weren't interested.
Oh, that's a fantastic thing. But, and along with that, it's just a $10
ticket. $10
ticket,
yep.
And you can get the tickets where?
At Reading School of the Arts website, rsarts.org.
Now, for those people who are hearing this and forget, oh, I want to see the Music Man, can they buy tickets at the door?
They can buy tickets at the door, absolutely.
Okay. And the opening night is?
It is the 20th. I keep getting those mixed up.
Okay.
The 20th and the 21st is our open weekend. We do two weekends, both Friday nights and Saturdays. We do matinees and evening performances on Saturdays. And it's a really fun show. It's got a ton of classic music numbers that are all toe-tapping and things that you'll want to hum along with and sing along with.
We were talking about that. Pick a little, tug a little, pick a little.
Yep.
And just like give four like famous songs.
Right.
And 76
trombones. Yeah.
And the Trouble Right Here in River City.
I love that song.
Starts with My Someone Goodnight.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. Love that song. They got some really pretty stuff.
And classic stuff in there.
Yeah. And Harold is coming in to try to prove his chops as a con artist salesman, trying to sell a fake band and fake instruments. Or he sells real instruments, but with the promise of him teaching that band and all the shenanigans that happen afterwards.
And she falls in love with him.
She does. And you know what I actually really like about this? Because the storyline was a topic of interest because we just came off Lion King, which was really had a lot of meat and potatoes, a lot of things that the story and the moral were really easy for everyone to connect to. This one, this con artist that's the main love interest, they're like, why do we love him? Why do we care about this story? What I love about this is Marion, the librarian, she, after they start to fall in love and he asks her, you know, he wants to tell her the truth about himself.
Mm-hmm.
And she confesses that she already knew. And I think it's this really beautiful moment of someone seeing past. She talks about all the good that he's done. And I know for myself as a human where I know that there's things where I fall short or there's things where, you know, I wish I could change about this or regret that. But I know I do a lot of good in the world, too. And you think, do people see good or bad?
Yeah, you want at the end that the good outbalances the bad, but you're right. We're all like that.
And the message for children.
And then he changes.
And the children are, music is such a great, music and acting and theater are such a great way to teach children messages.
Mm-hmm.
And it awakens your soul.
It's their way of expressing themselves.
And also, it's a visceral. There's a tonal thing. I can't explain it, but mm-hmm. I wish that this kind of school was alive and well in my day.
Right.
I was fidgety and it was hard for me to focus.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought outside the classroom. Mm-hmm. I felt, now I would have been inside of this kind of teaching, mm-hmm. what you do with your kids at the school. So anyway, through this piece of music, through this piece of theater, this theater piece, musical, the kids are going to learn that, you know, not to bully.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's good in everyone.
And there's hope in there's all hope. Of us. Because it was someone seeing that he was more than that. That he was worth loving even though he had this.
Right.
And it helped him change. Help him not run away anymore. Face his fears. And kind of make a new path. And that's kind of what it takes. I know for me, a lot of my weaknesses or a lot of my shortcomings changed a lot when I met my spouse. And I saw myself through his eyes.
Right.
And that's kind of what I feel like this is. It gives real humans that hope of seeing past right. those flaws and helping lift other people yeah. up.
And even the people with the list. Wells Fargo Bank. Yes. They're coming down.
Yeah, Gary, Indiana, Gary. It's yeah, a song, you know, with hardly any S's in it.
Sometimes when you're seen through the view of a loved one, it also validates who you are.
Exactly.
Besides yeah. looking past some of your shortcomings, it also validates the good things
the good
about
thing.
You.
Exactly, yeah.
And it brings that out. So that was one of the things that Marion the librarian did for Professor Harold Hill, was it brought out, it reflected, the good things reflected back so he could see that, so it gave him a chance then to move forward.
And a town that is set in their ways, Iowa Stubborn, you know, where this River City, Iowa, they sing a whole song about, well, glad to have you with us, even though we may not ever mention it again, or they all have this chip on a shoulder attitude, and they have things that they're set in their ways,
right.
and to see it change just through trying new things.
Right.
Or experiencing
okay, now,
new
the Music Man will be at the David Marr Theater. It will be on the 20th and 21st and the 27th and 28th.
Mm-hmm. And Hillary Rogerson is here with us this morning. She is the director. And, of course, Bob's bringing up the music, and she's the director of Reading School of the Arts. We'll see you there at these performances.
And we have two tickets.
And two tickets to give away.
We're going to give away two tickets. And now, when we come back from the news, we're going to have Brian Crane, Director of Public Works for the City of Reading here.
Give us a call at the break, 605-4567, if you'd like to attend Music Man.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News is hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President-elect Donald Trump, about to hold his first press conference since winning the election in November. We'll have more on that in a moment. But first, we have a pair of confirmation hearings in full swing in the U.S. Senate, and we go live now to Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines.
Bob, a hearing underway for former ExxonMobil chief Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State. Tillerson promising to reassert U.S. leadership and blaming the Obama administration for worsening relations with Russia.
We backtracked on commitments we made to allies. We sent weak or mixed signals with red lines that turned into green lights.
On concerns over his business relationship with Vladimir Putin.
Russia today poses a danger, but it is not unpredictable in advancing its own interests.
Tillerson vowing cooperation where possible, but promising to be steadfast in defending U.S. interests. Also underway, day two of confirmation hearings for the Attorney General, and our Linda Kenyon is covering that.
While a witness testimony is center stage and already a wide disparity is evident between those who support Jeff Sessions for Attorney General and those who oppose him. Witnesses come from victims and civil rights groups and police organizations. And later today, Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey will become the first U.S. sitting senator in history to testify against a fellow sitting senator and colleague. Bob?
As correspondent Linda Kenyon live on Capitol Hill in New York at this hour, President-elect Donald Trump set to hold his first full news conference since winning the election. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
It's been nearly 6 months since Trump faced questions from reporters. The last time he did, it was in the midst of his general election campaign against Hillary Clinton. Now, 9 days before he takes the oath of office, the president-elect is sure to face questions ranging from his personal business operations to what role he believes Russia played in the election year hacking of the Democratic Party.
And the news conference has to be held at Trump Tower in Manhattan. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me.
I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Airbus delivered a record number of planes last year despite engine and cabin production problems, even as new orders slumped for the European manufacturer and its U.S. rival, Boeing.
Airbus has announced it delivered 688 planes over the year, primarily in the single-aisle A320 family, compared with 635 in 2015. The company increased deliveries of its long-delayed A350 wide-body. The A320 range also dominated Airbus sales last year. There's a backlog of 6,874 planes ordered but not yet delivered.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Stocks got off to a mixed start on Wall Street as investors look ahead to the start of corporate earnings reports later in the week. Healthcare and utility stocks were higher in early trading. Banks and phone companies fell. The drug maker Merck jumped 5% of its value on news that regulators will do a quick review of one of its cancer drugs. Breaking news and analysis to be found at townhall.com. Emergency crews in California have been working to bolster a levee in Sacramento County, where a swollen river is threatening a rural community after several days of heavy rains.
We had a band of heavy rain go across the entire city of Reno and then move south across Carson City as well. Most places had about an inch in 4 hours.
And that's National Weather Service forecaster Mark Deutschendorf. He says heavy rains poured through the Reno and Carson City, Nevada areas. And the bad news is forecasters say there's some more rough weather, wet weather, to be more specific, on the way.
Hello,
an emotional homecoming last night for President Obama, who chose his hometown of Chicago as the backdrop for his final address to the nation. As for those unhappy about the recent presidential election, the president had this word of advice. He said, get out and run for office yourself if you find yourself unhappy with those who are in office. More on these stories to be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's January the 11th. It's only 5 minutes and 2 seconds after the hour of 8 o'clock here. And our phone lines are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, where our chat room is. Get your phones ready. We got our guest today is Brian Crane, Director of Public Works. But first, we're going to get into the weather.
Many other things, too. I'm lovely to hear the other things that Brian's involved with. Lots going on in the world. Times are changing here. Rex Tillerson, of course, being with the confirmation of the Secretary of State. Lots of stuff going on. But first, let's start off with our weather at the top of this hour here on what's the date?
11? The 11th of January.
Yes, 11th of January. 40 degrees.
2017.
I know, my goodness. Oh, can you believe it's 17? I know, it's only 20 days, almost 20 days into it. No, 13 days into it. Currently 40 degrees.
Really only 11 days into it. The same 11 we had just a minute ago.
It's like my sleep number. Anyway, we do have a flood warning up until tomorrow at 2:45. Pretty horrific.
What's Public Works doing about that?
Yeah, today showers with our highs of 50, lows of 36. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. Where they give senior and veteran discounts, give them a call at 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. That's right. They can design and build any type of jewelry you want. The only trained watch repairman in all of area is right there at Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We're here with Brian Crane, who is Director of Public Works and a thoroughly good guy.
Thank you.
So far.
So far.
I like to think always.
I think always. You know, Brian, you've always had a great attitude. You always come in here when we ask you to come in and talk about what's going on there. What falls under public works?
Today, quite a bit. Wet utilities, water, wastewater, storm drain. We have the solid waste utility, airports, fleet for the city, all of engineering, Reading Area Bus Authority, so all transportation, Lava. Streets. So, yeah. So quite a bit.
So when we talk about possibilities of flooding, what's your take on that one? Are we having problems right here in Reading?
We don't have any big problems, localized, of course, but where we have our hot spots, where we've got storm drain systems that might be a little bit small, and so they get inundated with water, but then leaves will cover the inlet or something like that, and we have a localized flooding issue where it's just 2, 3, 6 inches of water in the street, and we get our crews out there and clean it up, and things are good to go.
So that's not too bad.
No.
Hey, there was some contention, as we know, on the raising of the rates.
Absolutely.
Why do we need to raise the rates?
Well, we have utilities that we're trying to provide service for, water, wastewater, solid waste for people of Reading. And like everything, costs do go up, construction costs, material costs, power costs. And in order for us to keep up and maintain the same level of service, we've got to inch those utilities up a little bit. We hate to do it, but we do need to inch the rates up in order to cover these costs and provide the same level of service that we have to the people of Reading.
Well, $11 a month on your – what was it? It came up $11 a month.
Well, I think that's all three together.
All three together.
But
okay.
Yes.
And it goes up $11 a month for the next 3 years, right?
Well, the first year goes up a little bit more only because in the water utility, and this is for the average residential customer, in the water utility, we had to get rid of the tiered rate. And so that was a lawsuit that happened down in Southern California, San Juan Capistrano. We'd been mandated to have tiered rates so that the low water users paid a little bit less and the high water users paid more. And we had to get rid of that and have a uniform rate. And that affected the average water user in that they had to pay more than they would have if we would have maintained the old rate system. So they had to pay $5 more just because we changed that to a uniform rate, the average customer. Now, the high user, they're actually paying less, and the low user even a little bit more than that percentage-wise. But that $11 that you're talking about, a lot of that was tied up in the tiered rate. So the second and third year, you have that uniform rate. That it's not an $11 increase. It's less than that.
Now, it's no secret we've got a lot of old pipes in town, like
Absolutely.
Back to the 20s. Maybe even
Well,
older.
Even our sewer system dates back to the 1800s.
Okay, so we've got stuff that's over 100 years old.
Yeah.
Now, those were the old clay.
Clay those, pipes, the clay sewer pipes are old clay pipes, yes.
How long can those things last?
Well, they've
up to 100 years so far,
they,
right?
They obviously last, but are they effective?
Right.
The question is, they are moving wastewater, but at the same time, they're cracked and at the joints and along the pipe, and maybe they're a place where things can get caught up and we can have sewer backups, or they're letting a lot of water in. For instance, in a big storm like we had the other day, Saturday when it was at its peak, our typical flows into the Clear Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant are around 8 million gallons a day on an average day. But on that day, we had over 50 million gallons of water coming in, and that's a lot of storm water. So that's old pipes with water getting into the cracks in those clay pipes, but also into the top of manholes and elsewhere. So that becomes a problem, obviously. That means we got to process 50 million gallons of water. So there are issues with that, and there's potential health and safety issues with that too.
50 million gallons of water.
It's a lot of water.
So ordinarily we use 8 million gallons of wastewater that needs to be recycled and cleaned, right?
Right. That's at the Clear Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant. We have another one where we have another two or three that get processed over there. So, yes.
So it's 11 million gallons of water a day that we process.
Correct.
We have some questions from the chat pack that I think are kind of important. One that just recently came in that we'd like to ask. You want to pose that?
We have a very official letter. Is that the one you're talking about? Because I've got a lot
of
questions.
Yeah.
In the mail, talking about our outside water line, which comes into the house from the city. It was in the form of a bill which they wanted us to start paying for insurance to take care of maintenance on any other issues the line may have.
That letter.
Upon close image, a close inspection, it was from AARP. What are they trying to pull?
Yeah, there are different outfits that send those letters out to our customers, and some of them even ask us if they can send those out. We would say, you know, really up to the homeowner. They've got homeowner's insurance and things like that. They are, our opinion is there can be a little bit of a scam.
Oh, okay, interesting.
This is so valuable.
Yeah. This is what's so valuable with our listeners, because that's something that if you didn't read the fine print, you might fall for that. And if you're listening to the show and listening to the expert Brian, it just shed a light on the reality of that.
Hey, we're going to take a break here. Our guest is Brian Crane, Director of Public Works. When we come back, we're going to talk about infrastructure in our city and what kind of shape the infrastructure is in, how much money is being spent on it, how much money should be spent on it, and problems that we're going to be facing here this year. This portion of the show, however, is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for well over 20 years, voted best in the North State for last year. It could be voted the best in the North State for every year, as far as we're concerned. They do outstanding service. Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 221-2642. Any type of HVAC system, heating or air conditioning, they can work on. They've got guarantees and warranties. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 14 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 11th of January, 2017.
Finally, I figured out what it took a long, long time. Now there's a ton of vibe, maybe cause I'm trying.
Blinds. Because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more. To transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
It's the B&T Satellite Dish Network Veteran Challenge. You know us. We're your local guys. Don't call the 800 number. We want to give the gift of free satellite service to an active military family this winter. Here's how it works. For every 10 new services B&T Satellite receives, we'll be setting up service for one active military family in our community to win a full year of service free. That's right. We'll pay for their service for a year. And that's not all. For every person who signs up during this winter campaign, you'll get $100. Take advantage of the amazing Flex Plan starting at only $39.99 a month. Here's a way for you to support our military with a gift that they can enjoy all year long. Call us today, 241-3474. That's 241-3474. Or stop by our office located at 1007 Dana Drive in Reading. B&T Satellite. We're the local guys, and we care about our customers.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM. In the
city. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to KCNR on this beautiful Wednesday. morning. It's 40 degrees here at KCNR Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, let's talk about our friends over at the Pace Cancer Center here, right here in town. Their mission is to fight cancer with positive attitude, care, and excellence in care at Pace Cancer Center. They are with you and for continued support and with and treatment that can cure and stop. Well, let me put it this way. They've had many instances where they have stopped the spread of cancer, and in some cases it's cured. When they've gone into remission from there, from Pace Cancer Center. You can reach them at 247-1425. It's Dr. Primula DeNuca has been on our show many times and is an expert in treatments and in identifying different types of cancer. Again, give them a call, 247-1425. Our guest today is Brian Crane, who is Director of Public Works, and we said we're going to get into infrastructure. What shape is our infrastructure in the city, Brian?
Well, I would say that water, wastewater, storm drain, we are probably, you looked at the ASCE, American Society of Civil Engineering grade, we're probably at a C, B, C, something like that. Streets even worse than that. Streets probably a D. So somewhere in that area.
So you guys grade them?
We don't. American Society of Civil Engineers grade.
What's the BC? Or what?
I would say that
our bridges.
I'd say that water and wastewater are somewhere between a C and a B, and that storm drains is probably between a C and a D, and streets is down there probably D category.
Well, that street in front of our house is a D.
Yeah,
that's for sure. We've got big old.
Well, it amazes me there, but every so often when it's really bad, I come home. And there'll be somebody's covered it up with something. It could be the people on the street, for all I know.
Not on the street, though. Maybe the sidewalk, but the street's falling apart. Anyway, so streets are D.
Well, we can sit here and argue about that.
Okay, streets are D.
We got Brian here. we can argue with Brian.
He's smiling.
Brian, a D, what's that tell us? I mean, I know what a D means if you're in school, but what's it mean on the streets? I mean, obviously, people are still driving on these D streets.
Right. Right. It means we've got potholes that maybe get filled every day. We've got cracks. We've got pavements that deteriorated and does need rehabilitation, does need maintenance. We can get to some of it, and so we're hitting our main arterials best. So if you're on Hartnell or Cypress, it's probably in better shape than the street in front of your house. In front of your house, we're maybe not able to provide the premium treatment, which would be an asphalt concrete overlay where we're doing things like cape seals, which are kind of glorified chip seals, slurry seals, and we're doing that in residential areas because it is lower cost, it does last, but it doesn't ride as well, so it feels a little bit rougher. So that's what you can expect. You can expect that we're doing our best to keep the main streets going, and the residential streets we're doing a lesser standard of fix. And we have our crews out there really working hard to try to make sure that those day-to-day problems are taken care of.
What about the cost? What about the amount of money that we put into our infrastructure here? When we talk about infrastructure, is that all we're talking about is the sewer pipes and the streets and the bridges and sidewalks and that?
From a public work standpoint, yes. I mean, obviously you have Reading Electric Utility. They have their own infrastructure and other stuff.
How much money is being put into public works every year?
Well, our budget for the entire public works, water, wastewater, storm drain utility, streets, is somewhere in the neighborhood of around $70 to $80 million a year. And solid waste also.
Okay. And you get that through the rates?
Well, we don't get all of it. We get the water, wastewater, and solid waste through the rates. And we get some rate money for storm drain utility. That's a problem area. And then streets, we get some state and federal gas tax money. And that's how we fund that largely.
How much should you be getting in there to be able to keep to get the streets up to a C rating? How would you do that? I mean, and C to me is just average,
right,
which means that you don't have to worry about busting your tire out
right
on this. So how much should be being spent on that?
We receive a revenue in the street area for the city at around $4 million a year. That's gas tax money, state, federal, and a little bit of transit money that's not spent for transit that ends up coming back to street maintenance. So we get around $4 million a year. We should probably, if we were going to bring that up to a C, maybe even a B, we'd need to double that But just to maintain where we're at, because we're continuing to go down a little bit, we should probably be paying another couple million dollars a year just to maintain where we're at today even.
So we're spending $4 million a year.
Yeah.
And but really we should be spending six, because what we have is a continued degradation of capabilities in
this,
our streets.
This isn't just a Reading problem. You can go to any city in California. I'm just pointing that out.
Yeah.
This is a nationwide problem that's being discussed at the high level. Obviously, our new president's very interested
in
infrastructure.
He said he wants to spend $1 trillion in infrastructure.
Absolutely.
And you could probably do that.
Absolutely. State of California, this fall, legislature came back for a special session to look at transportation, look at infrastructure. They don't have solutions yet, but it's become a real big problem that's being a point of focus at both the state level and the federal level, and we're seeing
is money being
level.
Siphoned off for roads to be put into the high speed railway.
Some of the high speed railway, there's cap and trade money. I wouldn't say there's much gas tax money that's going that direction, but there is transportation money that could be coming our direction, no question.
Is the gas tax money all being used for streets? And
absolutely. Yeah, okay. It has to. We have to report on that, and we have to use it for
states
streets.
States not siphoning it off for something else?
Well, the states, I wouldn't say they're siphoning it off for anything but transportation-related stuff. So do we get our share at the local level for local streets and roads? You know, that could certainly be argued that maybe it's being used on the state system too much or other transportation systems stuff statewide, transit and other needs.
Okay, the raising of the rates was done through a letter attached to your bill, where it said if you wanted to raise your rates, don't say anything, and if you didn't want your rates raised, send us back a letter. Not everybody got the letter, and then so they had to send them out again, another 6,000, from what I understand. Does the city have to do this? Send out this letter?
Yeah, what's required by law, and the rate process started much further.
Proposition
much further than that. Yeah,
like
Prop
that.
218 was passed in 1996. It was the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, the Taxpayers Revolt of 1996, or something like that. And so that was where Howard Jarvis and the public really took ownership of the paying taxes in the state of California. Within that is how water, wastewater, and refuse, solid waste basically, are paid. And what's required as part of that process is what's called a majority protest process. We're required, if we're going to increase our utility rates, that first we put a public notice out to all affected property owners. All affected property owners. Not necessarily ratepayers, but all affected property owners. We schedule a public hearing 45 days later, and we allow an opportunity for a written protest. And what's required by that law in the Constitution is that if, when we have the public hearing, there is 50% plus one of the property owners protest the rate increase, then council or the governing body can't implement the rate increase. What we do to take it a step beyond, to try in our efforts, we think, to be even more transparent, instead of just sending it to the property owners, we also send it to the ratepayers. Because they're not always one and the same. If someone's renting a house, they may not be the property owner, so you don't send it necessarily to the property owner. Send it to the person that's paying the rate. So we'll send it to both, and we not only send a notice letting them know that we're going to increase it and allow them to submit a written protest, whatever that may look like, we actually provide them a written protest that they can check a box and say, yes, I protest, and we give them an envelope to put it in to send it back. That's unusual in California. If you look at it, I got a few different calls and emails from people saying, what are you guys doing here in Reading? You're doing more than what's required by the law. But we wanted to make sure that our ratepayers really had the opportunity to understand, and if they protest, to send it back. But the law is, again, what we're complying with is the majority protest law as part of Prop 218 that was rolled right into the Constitution.
So, and it came back at what?
Was it 36%, I think, or something like that.
So what do you think if you reversed that would happen?
Yeah.
And just instead of saying, send us back one if you want to protest, send us back one if you want to raise your rates.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd still get the same 37%?
You know how many people read their mail and look at some of these notices. So
yeah, I know.
I don't.
That's what I'm just. You know,
yeah.
I understand what you're saying. You know, you did go out, and I saw it in mine, and I, you know, And I had that choice of what I wanted to do. Unlike most people probably believe is that how I hate rates and taxes. But I also know if you're going to have certain things, I know that costs go up every year. I mean, if you're a business owner, you know costs go up every year. So I didn't have that problem. There was a lot of, you know,
I think there must have been
heartburn about it, but you know, you gave everybody a chance.
Yeah. I think there must have been when Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association put this together back in 1996. I have to believe that they were thinking that your water, wastewater, and solid waste that are really health and safety type of things that provide that basic level of service that we need as property owners and ratepayers, that they looked at that and said, we can't do the same as what we're doing for, say, a sales tax increase that requires, depending if it's a general fund, it's 50% plus one of the electorate that come and vote on it, or two-thirds if it's specific. You know, that was part of Prop 218 also. They peeled off the water, wastewater, and solid waste for a reason, I think, because the concern that if you put that higher standard on, you would start having infrastructure failures and really start having problems.
Okay, so we voted, or didn't vote, or we let ourselves, you know, we had the chance to say whether we wanted it raised or not.
Correct.
What about this $4, this letter I got on a Friday saying that my I was going to have to pay $4 more for my green waste can that I thought I was doing everybody a favor by putting stuff in. It was going to start on a Monday.
Yeah.
And that caused a lot of consternation.
Yeah, and the letter could have been worded a lot better because, really, we are not making that charge until February 1st. So any call within January that says we want to remove that second green can, we are honoring that. And when the February bill hits, the look at on February 2nd, we'll look on February 1st and see who has two green cans, and we'll charge then. So you're not going to get charged if you call any time during the month. So that's a point. But let's back up. The charge really started with when we started looking at rates, and we were looking at ways to best provide a rate that's reflective of what the people use. Not everybody has a second green can. That second green can isn't an additional service for those that have that need, but everybody else has been paying for it in the past. We put together a citizens advisory group, and we brought a number of different ideas forward on how we can better develop rates that reflect what people are truly using. And that was an idea that came out of that was that second green can. You only have of our ratepayers less than a third actually have that second green can, and much less than that actually use it. So should everybody else be paying for that second green can even though they don't have one? It's additional service that those people have. And the idea was, yeah, they should. And so that's where that second green can cost came from.
When we bought the house, it came with it.
Yeah.
We thought everybody had two green cans.
Right.
It was a surprise to find out that we're only supposed to have one green can.
Well, supposed to is another thing. You certainly can have two green cans, and I'd say that
you're supposed to have one can.
The actual service is one gray, one blue, one green. That's what it is.
Oh, okay. Well, see, we didn't know when we bought the house there were two. So now you're saying as of February 1st, we are going to pay $4 extra a month if we want the second green can.
Correct.
If not, give your department a call, which the number would be online, but what is the number?
I don't have it off the top of my
head. Okay.
But the problem was that the number, then the switchboards crashed.
We were surprised by the number of calls.
A lot of people were upset about that.
You can also go to our Solid Waste Utility webpage, and there's a link right there to actually send an email, and we can take care of it through the email, too.
Okay. All right.
Now, from the email is when you stop, right? Stop charging.
Yeah.
Not from the time you pick it up.
Well, we pick it up the same day. So
do you? Because they were talking about it could take a month, and then you would still be charged.
Well, take a month for us to go out and collect that second green can.
Right.
So the moment we get the phone call, the moment we read the email,
it stops,
yes.
Okay.
We update the account that day.
That was a lot of things that
very important information here on KCNR. Okay. We're going to take a break here right after these messages. We'll be right back. Hi.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen of the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Abad. Good morning, everybody. It's 8:35 in the morning here at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 40 degrees going up to, 50 today, and with a low of 36 tonight. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We also, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold, a better-known business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. The best place to get a haircut anywhere. Right there at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Our guest is Brian Crane, a public works director, who's explained to us about, you know, at what level our streets and infrastructure is in. I think the highest we got was a B minus, between a B and a C, and the lowest between was around that D level, which most of the areas in a, I guess, a D level. And then why the rates needed to be raised and what happened with this $4 surcharge on an extra green can. Let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning.
Yes, good morning, and because I haven't called all year, Snovium Godem.
Which I'm pretty sure means Happy New Year in Russian.
Exactly.
Okay, well, Happy New Year to you, too.
That's not why I called, but...
Do you have a question?
You know, more of a comment. Brian had mentioned. I mean, it sounded like he was saying that no transportation monies get spent on things other than
than
motor,
transportation.
You know, transportation, but I would beg to differ. I mean, if you look at what gets, you know, spent, particularly by, you know, the, you know, different, you know, the county and, you know, SRTA, which is, you know, Shasta Regional Transportation Agency, you know, the HHSA, which is, you know, Health and Human Services Agency, and, you know, different cities and so forth, on so-called active transportation, which is trails and sidewalks and bicycle stuff, I mean, money that would otherwise have gone to, you know, repair.
So what you're saying, is
roads,
the money goes to bike trails and things like that also, besides just the roads.
Right. I mean, and it's, you know, these are like bike trails. A lot of these are, you know, for example, the, you know, the whiskey, you know, the trail from Redding to Whiskey Town is a pure, you know, recreational, you know, amenity. It's not like people are using that as their primary means to get to Whiskey Town.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, Charles.
So it's not a transportation item, and yet transportation monies are being spent
for that.
On that.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. I'll ask him. Well, he's listening to it. So we do have money that's spent on something besides the roads from the gas tax. So on trails, too.
Trails, I would say that in the city of Redding, the active transportation program that Charles mentioned, we have a number of projects that we've actually have funded through the active transportation program. One is a plaster project right now that's under construction we've just started, and it's basically a project that goes from Air Park area all the way out to Boston, and includes in some areas shoulder widening, it includes new sidewalk, it includes places for people to more safely cross Placer. So I would say that there is capacity for the roadway, the car included in that. We're going to have a second lane from Cumberland all the way in and from town basically all the way out to Buenaventura. But there's also shoulders where bikes can more safely travel. It's filling the sidewalk gaps where we have no sidewalks so people can walk along the roadway. It's good, safe crossings for people. So I'd say that it may not be all car-related, but it's certainly transportation, bikes and people walking. That's also transportation also. And there is a big emphasis in California today, in the nation today, on improving those modes also, not looking at just being car-centric, looking at bikes and pedestrians also. So, yes, transportation money is being spent on those modes.
And we're spending that here for those modes.
We are spending that money here. Now, those are grant opportunities that we're getting from the state and federal government.
Okay, those are grants then. So that's different than just...
Just our gas tax money.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
Right, absolutely, absolutely.
So, because a lot of people would say, well, our priority should be the roads.
Absolutely. Our gas tax money that comes in is maintenance and operation of the roadway.
Okay, so what the other stuff then is grant money coming in.
Absolutely.
Okay. Going back to the solid waste trucks, the talks have been, there's been, you know, it's been floated around about privatization of solid waste, of contracting that out to a private company.
We've had that discussion at different times before. If you look at our rates, we're actually lowest, almost, you know, one of the lowest in Northern California. And that's many cities that have private companies already serving them. In addition, I would say that we have a different level of service than what's provided by the private sector in many communities. For example, street sweeping is a solid waste function that many cities pick up on their own. So that's just one example. Another example is you mentioned the heavy garbage trucks going up and down the residential mm-hmm. streets. In many cities, the city picks that up with their gas tax. We actually have solid waste because we've analyzed what that cost is. Part of your solid waste bill is to pay for some of that maintenance repair. And so we were able to help a little bit with our pavement issues just through our solid waste program, too. So we have competitive rates, and I think we have better services.
So nobody's looked at the cost of privatization?
We've looked at it, but not in a ton of detail. And, okay. and some of it has been comparison to right next door to where the service is being provided in our cities here. But also we compare ourselves. If you look at the presentation we gave to council on the rate update, we looked at comparisons to 10 different cities in Northern California. We compare ourselves to Chico and Woodland and Roseville and some of the others. And we compare very favorably as far as the rates we provide. In a city that's from a size standpoint is twice as big. You know, you look at, for instance, us compared to Chico. We are a city that's 60 square miles, 90,000 people. Chico is a city that's 90,000 square miles, but only 30 square miles, or their 90,000 population, 30 square miles. We've got twice the distance to go, yet we have rates that are very competitive and better than theirs in the solid waste area.
And
others too.
Do they have privatization there?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go to Rabba then. How's Rabba doing?
We're still providing service. It's a difficult task for us. Hey, the economy gets better. People want to get back in their car. We are a big city, as I just mentioned. So in order for us to provide a transit service, we've got to run buses twice as much as, say, a city like Chico. Our goal isn't necessarily to compete with the car with Rabba. Our goal is to provide a transportation for service for those that can't, either physically, mentally, financially can't. So the service we provide isn't what you're going to find in the Bay Area where they've got a bus showing up every 10 or 15 minutes. Our buses show up every hour, and they don't run every day of the week. They don't run on Sunday. They don't run late at night. So the service we're providing does meet that need. It does meet that need for those that can't get around and don't have another alternative. But it's not as cost effective as other areas because we don't have the demand. We don't have the type of city that can today anyway really support a transit service that's robust like they have in the bigger areas.
You know, Rabba loses money. I mean that's what you're saying.
Absolutely.
But the thing is you've got to provide transportation out there. I mean, if you're going to be a city, you've got to have some kind of transportation, public transportation, because there's a lot of people that use it. How many people use Rabba?
We have around 800,000 rides a year, something like that.
Yep.
So,
well, there you go.
Yeah.
I know that Rabba reaches out to those veterans.
Yes.
That need, and because there's a, you know, we do a fundraiser for that to get them free rides on Rabba. And I know that it bothers people, some people, that Rabba loses money. What about property that Rabba owns, though? What is property right down here by the over there by the Bell House?
Mm-hmm.
What went on with that?
Well, we built the downtown transit center in the 80s, mm-hmm. and when we built that downtown transit center, we knew at that point in time that at some point in time Rabba was going to grow. Couldn't grow south because of the Lorenz. Couldn't grow east because of CalWorks in those buildings, railroad tracks on the west. So that lot to the north has always been targeted as an area that when Rabba grows, that's where it's going to grow. And even in that point in time, we bought the west half of that block. About 5 years ago, Ben Maddox made his property available, which included the Bell's building and Bing's Auto, which was just to the south of it.
Right.
And so we purchased it at that point in time. We were intending at that point in time to continue to rent it out, but we had a water pipe break and some other stuff, and became financially to a point where our tenants didn't want to pay what we wanted them to pay, probably, and it was just more of a hassle to keep it viable, and so we started looking at the potential to tear it down. That's when we realized that there was some historic to just the Bell's building, which is the small building on the north end. We hired specialists to look at that, and in the end, the Rabba Board has directed us to tear it down. At the same time, there's still community concern with that, and so we're working within the community to try to come up with a solution. There's still a portion of the east part of that block, which the city of Reading used from the police department for impound lot and other stuff that city still owns. And so that's still questionable whether or not Rabba buys that or not. The council in November was deadlocked 2-2 as to whether or not to sell it. So there's still work out there, and we're trying to resolve that from a...
Why would Rabba be buying stuff if they're losing money?
Well, it is looking 20 years down the road. I think that if we're going to at some point in time grow, and this is grant money that's coming in from the state of California that we can use for capital improvements. It's not for money that we can use for operating day to day. But we know at some point in time that Rabba will grow. The bus bays there on the south end, we've got Trinity Transit comes in on the north end, along with Amtrak and Lassen Coach and stuff like that.
So did McConnell try and drive by that?
McConnell has expressed interest in the city property on the west end, and they're probably interested in the whole block. They're interested in the police station. They're interested in other stuff.
Who's it being sold to now?
It's sitting in limbo right now. We still own the west half. We still own where the Maddox property is. The east half that the city still owns is in limbo as to
who's getting it.
Who's getting it? Yes.
Okay. Brian Crane's with us. He's the Director of Public Works. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. If you're looking for the gun of your choice, you go to Bastiani Arms. Now, here's the other great thing about Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani understands all these new laws that just hit January 1st. And if you are in a quandary or don't understand these laws like most of us after all the ones have been voted in here, ask John Bastiani. He is, like I said, very much up on this. You've got any type of accessory you could want for your shooting, reloading, or classes in CCW. All of this at Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back with Brian Crane.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Morality or immorality? Our godless society believes there is no such thing as absolute morality. They believe that no limitations on their behavior or sexual behavior is appropriate and acceptable. What they don't understand is that this behavior will eventually affect their ability to reason, while it slowly decays, pollutes, and corrupts their mind. Romans chapter 1. Only a relationship with Jesus Christ and a commitment to live by God's word will protect you from this moral decay. What are you doing to protect yourself and those you love? If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Must be Budget Blinds. Because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more. To transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out, we'll bring all sorts of different samples, we'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
What happened to my music, man? What happened to my trouble in River
Scissors? Okay, this is good, though.
I know this is good.
We already played that.
Hello. Oh, you did?
Right.
Played it as you instructed me.
When did you
I
do that?
I played it going into the news.
Yes.
No, you didn't.
Yes, you did.
You just went straight into the news,
No. You weren't paying attention, but you did play. Okay. Anyway, this is cool. Bob Belongi, thank you so much for always doing wonderful
you always do
bump
great.
Music.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. The finest store to buy coffee, of course, is Espresso Joe's, right there, and the right in the middle of Tobacco and Brew. And then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in all of Northern California with a cigar humidor walk-in that is simply fantastic. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that does a lot for our community. Open 7 days a week from 7:30 in the morning till 7 at night. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California. Brian Crane is with us, and Director of Public Works, and he and Linda had a hug fest there after she just found out that she knows his parents from Trinity County.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I may have met you before in a prior life, and then it kind of comes into, you know, like the vision becomes clear. But, no, your mom and dad, great people.
Born and raised in Trinity County, right. And I'm very proud of my roots there.
Yes.
Okay.
I love Weaverville.
Yeah.
Our last 8 minutes here. Brian, what are we looking at for here for 2017? Okay, the rates have gone up, so we're able to keep track there. We're either getting rid of our other can or we're paying for the other can. And I understand that now. I never understood why.
You can get a cheaper can to save a little bit also.
You can get a smaller, gray can?
You can get a smaller gray can, the 45-gallon service.
I didn't see them. Did they just call, or have they been on there for a while?
If you look at your screen, sir, there are two alerts that I have posted.
I only saw one.
Okay.
Well, let's go to the phones.
Kay, good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I was just wondering, with Rabba, why they don't have a place like it's Safeway where they can sell the tickets? Because there's Safeways in Redding and there's Safeways in Bernie, a Safeway in Bernie and a Safeway in Anderson. And I mean, it's just so hard to buy tickets, you know, where you can park and go without walking over the tracks or. You know, I mean, it's just really hard, and I don't see how handicapped people possibly can buy them at the Rabba station, you know.
Okay, that's a good question. So is that the only place you can buy tickets? Thanks, Kay.
The best place, obviously, is the Downtown Transit Center. You can make arrangements online also as far as parking. You don't have to cross the railroad tracks. You can park in the parking lot just to the north that we just talked about where the Bell's building is. And all of our facilities are ADA accessible.
And so you just want to keep your tickets in that one spot and thinking about maybe trying it out at another place?
You can buy them on bus, too.
You can buy them on bus, too?
Sure, yeah.
All right. Jim, good morning. Do you have a question for Brian?
Yes, I want to know, where does grant money come from? Does it come from the state of California or where?
Well, it depends on which grants. We were talking earlier about the Active Transportation Program, and much of that is federal money, but also some state money involved in that also.
Okay. And state money and federal money comes from where?
Gas tax.
Comes from people, does it?
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
Yeah, and it gets that back to us with strings hooked to it and makes us dance like puppets.
Yes. We do have to answer a lot of questions, and it is competitive, and there are a lot of strings on how we spend that money, yes.
Yeah. Okay, but good. I just want to find out. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Well, it all comes back. When you say grant money, you say state money, it's all tax money. It's money we pay.
Absolutely.
You know, and so, you know, it's like people say, oh, free medical. Yeah. Right.
So we have about 5 minutes left in the program. Brian, how long have you been in this holding this position?
I've been with the city since 2008. Prior to that, I spent 20 years at Caltrans. I left there when I was district director at Caltrans. So I've been back in Northern California, I'll say, since 1989. But as I mentioned, I was born and raised in Weaverville, Trinity High grad, went to Davis, found my way to the Bay Area for 5 years and realized that's way too much for a country boy like
you
this.
You got a mountain bike. That's so right. Cool. Of course, the Alps are the best. So.
Absolutely.
So what are we looking at in 2017?
Looking at a whole bunch of stuff. We're looking at trying to make room for Costco and the Rancheria down at Bonneville.
I heard that sale didn't go through. Did you hear that?
I heard it's still pending.
Okay.
So,
are we talking about the
Costco?
We're talking about the Costco. Actually, Rich Development buying property from the Rother family down there. So I know
it's still up in the air
on Oasis.
No. This is down at Bonneville.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So we're gonna and the Wind River, of course, own that land. So
this is the Rother family, which will be in the northwest quadrant. Rancheria also owns property in the north southwest quadrant, which is below the Hilton Garden Inn. They'd like to build a new casino, and they'd shutter the old one, build a new one, and then there's new stuff across the interchange also. But we're working very closely with Caltrans on interchange concepts, and feel like we have some good ones to make all that work. Mm-hmm. Think it's a good area and a good potential projects. We're working on forming a groundwater sustainability agency to meet the state mandate for that. So we're working with the Bella Vista Water District and ACID and City of Anderson and the county and Clear Creek on a multi-agency groundwater sustainability agency to meet the state mandate there.
What are your goals for 2017?
My goals personally?
We'll talk about that off the air, yes. But I mean your goals with your department. It's leader of your department.
Infrastructure, maintaining infrastructure, providing good service to our citizens. We have rate updates, water, wastewater, solid waste, continuing to provide that high level of service that we already provide. Look for opportunities to bring more money in to meet our transportation demand. Try and bring that D up from a D up to a C or something like that with other money and continue to focus in that area. Stormwater, the same thing. We don't have good funding for that also. So looking for opportunities to improve our storm drain system also. Overall, the big program. We're good from the airport standpoint on bringing additional service. We lost part of our service to Portland, but we think we have an opportunity to get that back in the not-too-distant future. And we're continuing to work with airlines to try and get an LA service.
We still have that $1 million in that pot.
We have... It was around $600,000, and we do have some of that.
Still is in there for the for that LA.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Sweeten the deal.
Sweeten the deal, sort of thing. Yes, we still have that.
Right.
Yes.
We're not giving up on that.
Not giving up on LA service. That's a big one
out of here. Yeah.
Picked up 60%, I think, in the last year though. Out of Reading. Right?
Out of Reading, we brought the jets in, more reliable, better service, additional flight, and so air flights to and from San Francisco have picked up quite a bit. San Francisco is always problematic because of the weather. We'd like to get to LA a little better service.
I know that one of the limo companies, and I read what you said. You hate to see that happen, but
absolutely
went out of business because they were taking people
down the
shuttle because more people are flying out of here.
Well, it was wonderful having you on today, and we hope to have you come on quarterly and tell us what's happening within your department and where we are on things.
Be happy to, absolutely.
All right.
You cleared up a lot of things today, Brian.
Thank you.
Brian Crane has been our guest today, and you can go to what's your website?
We are at cityreading.org.
There you go.
Tomorrow, Trish Clark's going to be on, and I may be with her tomorrow since she lost her little sister. Anyway, everybody have a great day. It's going to be a nice day out there.
KCNR Shasta Redding joining SRN News in progress.
President-elect Trump denouncing unsubstantiated reports that Russia has some compromising personal and financial information about him.
It's all fake news. It's phony stuff.
At today's news conference going on at Trump Tower in New York, Mr. Trump blaming a group of opponents.
Sick people.
For releasing that information. A couple of Mr. Trump's cabinet nominees testifying today at their Senate confirmation hearings. Would-be Secretary of State, former ExxonMobil chief Rex Tillerson, is on the defensive over his business relations with Vladimir Putin. We have a live update now from Capitol Hill and correspondent Wally Hines.
Rich, some of the toughest questioning coming from Florida's Marco Rubio.
Is Vladimir Putin a war criminal?
I would not use that term.
Rubio detailing Russian military bombings of hospitals, schools, and marketplaces in the fight to